All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Time for our Monday chat with the coach. Hit the road last week. Tough game in Starkville. Bounce back at home against that other program from the Magnolia State. And now in Vegas for a couple of games. On Twitter, it's at GoDucksKG. Coach Graves, how are things?
Steve, Vegas, baby. Two words, Vegas, baby. So we just landed. We're just walking to the bus with our gear, our bags. So perfect time.
Hey, I love it. So when you're in Vegas, I know you guys like to call it a business trip, but will you find some time to do you like to throw the dice, maybe turn a card? What does Kelly Graves do for entertainment in Vegas?
I'm going to watch film. So I'm going to be pretty boring. But you know what, Steve? All those years when I was in the West Coast Conference, you know, we had our tournament here every spring, and I don't think I ever pulled a slot or sat up at a table with a deck of cards, not once. So I'm not much for this place, to be honest with you. But the competition was good, so guess what? That's what's important.
All right. Well, I guess better for you
Sorry,
and your
I
program.
I wish I had
and
a fun
career
for you, but I'm going to be pretty boring, buddy.
All right. You know, I've never been to Starkville. You played at a place called Humphrey Coliseum.
Good
crowd on hand. How would you describe that venue and the kind of scene it was to play such a big non-conference game?
Oh, it was awesome. Great crowd. A really good basketball team. And the honest truth is we actually played pretty well. Offensively, we played well enough to win the game, but man, alive. Our defense was non-existent. A couple kids had career nights, and I don't know, I was a little disappointed, but it was fun. You know, it was kind of a charming little downtown, and we had a chance to spend some time, ate some pretty good barbecue, and you know, it's funny. They make no bones about their smallness there. They, on the court, at the end zone, it says Stark Vegas. So they embrace it. But it was fun. It was a good experience. I don't know if I'll ever make that trip again, but it was a good experience for us. We got better.
Now, you mentioned your team defensively. Their junior, though, Tierra McCowan, handful at 6'7", 35 points, 19 rebounds, 12 offensive rebounds. What kind of a force of nature is she?
Well, you just said it right there. That's enough to know. She's just big. She's strong. She kept burying us under the hoop. And at some point, it's like, you know, you got to play with a little bit of pride, too. And we just kind of let her run all over us. But she's a talent. There's no question. She's going to be a first-round draft pick when it comes time for that. And, and what makes her really good is you got to guard the other kids on the floor. You can't really double-team her because, you know, somebody else is going to hurt you. So that's a good team. They're legitimately in the top five and it's in a Final Four contender. So it was a tough one.
Now, as we continue with Coach Graves, so your only two losses were true road games, ACC, SEC country, top five teams, and in each case, you faced a double-digit halftime deficit. You won the second halves. What does that say about, you know, this kind of team you have where they just, it seems like they never throw in the towel?
No, we don't. We've got fighters. There's no question about it. They kept playing hard right to the end. And, you know, like you said, we did some good things in both the Louisville game and the Mississippi State game. And so, you know, those kind of games, win or lose, they do a lot more for you than, you know, the 60-point win we had against Southern Utah and some of those other games. So it was good for us. These are the kind of teams we're going to have to beat in March. And you might as well be exposed to it early and see what what it's like.
Let's get to Mississippi. A lot of offense in the first quarter, then in the second quarter. Like we've seen with your team in multiple games this year, the defense actually locked down, limited the Rebels to 6 points. So you were a little displeased at times, Mississippi State. You come back here. What worked so well that you were able to put the clamps down defensively against the Rebs?
Well, first and foremost, Mississippi isn't Mississippi State. They're not quite as good, even though they came in, I think, 8 or 9 and 1. So, you know, they're a good team. But I just thought our energy defensively, right from the start, we came out, we were trapping ball screens, and Our kids were flying around getting hands on balls, and I think what that did, it jump-started our offense as well, and we just played well, both ends of the floor. The 2 days that we had in the Mississippi game, though, we did nothing but defensive drills and focused on that, and our kids got physical in practice. So we gave it an emphasis, there's no question, and like I said, after the Mississippi State game, I said, you know, we're capable of playing good defense. It just wasn't there that night for whatever reason, but I knew we had it in us, and we've got to keep playing that way. I just think, you know, to be an elite team, Steve, you've got to guard the ball, buddy. I mean, you know that as well as anybody, because I know you're probably a little spitfire, little defender yourself.
I prefer to shoot, but if you insist, Coach, I want to ask you about after the Louisville game. You had a quick turnaround Sunday to Tuesday, then Mississippi State. You were on the East Coast. You're back in Eugene, and in each case, you came out with a vengeance and won by more than 40. Would I be accurate in saying your team gets really ticked off when they lose?
Isn't that a good trait to have? I think you're right. Because, you know, we pound that home, too. I mean, I think, again, you know, hear coaches say it all the time, we'd obviously rather win than lose, but you can learn a lot from a loss. I think those aren't just words. I think you truly can. It exposes you. You have a chance to, you know, when you're beating teams by 50 and 60 like we have on some nights, well, everything works. So it's not like, well, what should we work on? Where were we deficient? Well, the games like Mississippi State, they expose you. Where you're weak. And so we focused on it and got better. That's a sign of, I think, a championship-level team.
A couple of final thoughts for Coach Graves, whose team is now in Vegas prepping. You got a rematch with Texas A&M Thursday, Hawaii Friday. Since playing you and losing, the Aggies won them all except lost to a good West Virginia team. They're Kennedy Carter, the National Player of the Week. How unique is it to, I guess, face a team twice so closely together? And, you know, what kind of challenge do they present?
Well, you mentioned Kennedy Carter. She went for 46 against USC the other night, but they needed all 46 because they only won by one. We played a really great second half down there at their place the first time we played, but they're very similar. Another SEC school, the third in a row that we're playing, and they're going to be physical, and they've got really good guards, and then a big kid inside, and then they're just really athletic on the wing. So, you know, it's fun. This is almost like a Pac-12 game in that you adjust. You know, you look at the first tape and then you make adjustments, and that's kind of what we go through in league. So I think it's really good for us. And here we're playing another top 20 opponent. I think we have. I checked the RPI today, and we had the 20. So far, we've played the 20th most difficult schedule in the country, and again, that's going to make us better.
And finally, 11 days from now, it's the Pac-12 opener against the Cougs. What are some of the areas that you're talking with your staff and your players where you feel like you really need to fine-tune before this always killer league season begins?
Yeah, just consistency. I think offensively, Steve, we're one of the most efficient teams, and the numbers bear that out and all the metrics that you see on all these websites. One of the most, if not the most efficient team offensively in the country. We just got to be consistent defensively. You can't allow 90 one night and then three nights later, allow 46 to the same caliber team. I mean, we got to dial that in, and that's what Pac-12 is for. You just said, what, 10 or 11 days? It's amazing. It's amazing it's that close. I mean, it's upon us. The season flies by, buddy.
Yeah, and you got a nooner Thursday. You're number 10. You square off again with Texas A&M. Then it's Hawaii, the duel in the desert. Coach, always fun catching up. I'm glad we were able to work it out. Best of luck watching film. Travel safe, and we always appreciate your time.
Steve, thanks, pal. Good being with you.
All right. All right, take it easy.